Our main focus right now is to ensure that the payments that the Medicare program makes to private health plans are as accurate as possible. And today the program pays health plans a higher payment for patients who are sicker, who have more chronic conditions. And over the course of the past several years, we've discovered that the diagnosis codes for those higher payments submitted by health plans to the Medicare program haven't been backed up by hard documentation. And what we're trying to accomplish is to ensure that we have sound clinical codes coming into us to justify the higher payments. And we've announced that we're going to begin a process to audit these plans to ensure that their documentation can support their highest claims to the Medicare program.
What's the first step in that audit process?
Well, the first step is to, one, to identify plans that will be subject to these audits. And we're going to target those plans that are the fastest coders that submit the most aggressive codes to the Medicare program, the diagnosis codes. So step one is to identify the number of plans. We have roughly 500 private health plans that participate across the country in the Medicare program, and so we're going to choose 30 each year, but target those plans that are that have the strongest evidence that they're submitting codes to us that aren't backed up by clinical medical records.
Is it your sense that this code submission issue is just a miscommunication? They don't have the right information, or is there potentially something a little more something else going on there?
Well, plans clearly have very strong incentives to submit as many diagnosis codes as possible in order to get higher reimbursements. I mean, we have a payment policy that encourages plans to take care of those Medicare patients who are the sickest, the most frail. So we pay plans more for each beneficiary that has higher cost needs. So that gives plans incentives to submit diagnosis codes to really boost their payments from the Medicare program. Now, if those payments can be justified by clinical medical evidence, by physicians' records, then it's very much appropriate. But what we found is that for some plans, they're submitting diagnosis codes to us that can't be supported by the medical record.
I mentioned the $370 million number as I introduced you, sir, and beyond that number, that's what you're hoping to recover in the first audit year. Do you have a sense yet of when that audit year will begin? Is it tied to a fiscal year, or is it when you are able to get the audits up and running, or what's your timeline look like?
We're going to tie the first year of the audit process to calendar year 2011. So those benefits that were paid to our health plans during calendar year 2011, the process will start this year. We'll go through a sampling process to identify the claims that we want to review for documentation. Then the process will be to recoup those funds where we couldn't justify medical records. But we're going to go back to the 2011 calendar year and begin the process this year.
And is that something then that will kind of pay itself forward just by the fact that you're instituting it as time goes on?
Well, we're hoping that it creates very strong incentives for plans going forward to code accurately. So this is an initiative to really produce accurate claims coming into the Medicare program. So if it works well, over time, those collections will come down. We today have an error rate in the managed care part of the program, roughly about 11% a year. We're trying to get that number down. So this initiative is clearly about more accurate payments, getting the error rate down. And if this works, then I expect these collections to come down over time.
You've already moved the error rate down from 14.1% to hit that 11% number. Do you have a goal in mind, or are you just going to keep chipping away at it?
We're fulfilling the president's goal to get across the government those high-risk programs, the error rate down, cut down by half over time. So we're working hard towards this goal. We made substantial progress last year, but there's more work to be done. And this audit protocol is the agency's primary strategy to reduce the error rate and to produce a much more accurate program.
What is the total number? Can you put that $370 million in context compared to what you pay out overall more broadly?
The Medicare program, in rough terms, pays about $120 billion in benefit payments to our private health plans. Roughly, we spend about $560 billion in a given year, with about $120 billion going to our private health plans. So, really, this is a small collection overall relative to our total payments to our plans, but we think it's going to send very powerful signals, very powerful incentives. Plans do not want to be part of these audit protocols, so we believe that it's going to create a very strong oversight relationship with our plans to reduce that error rate and to produce much more accurate payments.
And is this also something that could scale potentially in the future to other parts where you could go and perform audits in a similar manner in other areas of that $500 billion?
Well, I think it's, you know, this process that we've built and this protocol that we've built, we feel that we can apply it to other parts of the other parts of CMS programs, Medicare programs, but we think it's a model for any payer who is paying health plans and paying payments based upon the diagnosis codes of their members.